hardest part is hitting record.
It's been 84 years.
Kind of what this podcast is.
Since our last episode.
Look, man. We wait. I thought about this beforehand. We wait until we really have something to talk about. You know, we're not just all willy-nilly saying whatever about anything, you know?
Each one has quality.
I said
it's quality, not good quality. Quality.
That's fair. That's fair. It's a quality.
It is of some version of quality, yes.
Yeah. Hello and welcome to this episode of The Nerd Word. It almost feels weird saying that.
It's been such a long time. Yeah, you're here to visit our yearly episode.
We decided. It's so funny, too, like, whenever you go back to the end, we're going to try to do one a week or something like that. And it's just like, no, you're not. You're looking back at the past and, no, sir, you're not about to try to do one a week. As a matter of fact, they're only going to dwindle as the years go on.
But it does lead on to our subject for this episode.
It does. The posting of content creation and things that could possibly be holding you back from hitting that upload button and or hitting the upload button and then, like me, swiftly deleting it or getting rid of it or... maybe you reach a different part in your life and you go to look back at something, and some people may view it as growth, you know, but then you're like, I've gotten to a place where looking back at that version of myself or whatever is not something that I want to view.
Yeah, or you can be like me and have just trying to upload stuff, trying to find what works, trying to find what doesn't, trying to find what works for you, and then just ultimately falling under the pressure and just giving up.
I'm trying not to.
Yeah, no, don't be like me.
I'm
a quitter.
I find ways to, like, even on, like, YouTube, I think the shorts have been a little bit of a blessing in disguise because it's not only another, you know, different stream of content, but it's that short form content that is a little bit easier
for people to digest.
For me to upload, just, you know, it's easier for me to let go of something that's like a minute long versus long form content. Like I'm trying to not go back and like listen too hard, just like I wouldn't listen too hard to some of my earlier music.
I do not listen to my any of my work.
You mean like your creepypastas?
I do not listen to any of my creepypastas. They're all dead to me.
It's like a lot of the characters in those creepypastas, I'm sure.
Exactly. But it's just like, I shouldn't have, I'll say right now, I shouldn't have started with creepypastas because that just invited nothing but crazies.
You know, I tried to, there, there was two podcasts that I did which involved conspiracy theories or whatever.
Was
and
it
I noticed
the Mud Show?
Yeah, well, we don't need to talk about it on this one. You know, they can figure it out. But that was, I definitely at least got rid of them on the YouTube side of things because it was only two types of comments that you got from it. You either got, what, this is so crazy, why would you ever believe in something like this? Which I didn't believe in it. I was just talking about it.
It's interesting stuff to listen to.
Or the other side was like, it's about time you've opened your eyes. Finally, now that you can see, you could see it for what it really is. And I'm like, well, let me just...
Once you move past the Alex Jones comments...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some of them were pretty crazy. Were pretty cringe. I looked.
Oh, you're talking about for your creepypastas?
No, I'm talking about on the one that you removed from YouTube because I looked at some of them.
They're so long.
Oh my god!
You know what?
Some of them were like
the
like,
beauty. The beauty I think of some social medias is, I know I want to get full thoughts out, and I'm sure other people do too, but the beauty of like sometimes limiting the amount of characters that you can use.
Limits the amount of crazy you can unleash into the world.
Bro, or at least makes it a little bit more difficult because you have to like break it up into parts. Whereas like sometimes on a YouTube comment, I'm like, oh, it says read more. Let me go ahead and expand this. And then it opens up a book. And I'm like, well.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. This is the worst of times. Yeah. Now listen to what I have to say.
Being a content creator, just in general, I can find pretty difficult because it's, first of all, right, there's, what is it? It's a little bit of a drug, right?
Yeah,
so if you put something out that does really well,
you get that endorphin.
Yeah, but then you put out stuff that no one sees, and if you went from a lot of people seeing something to
nothing,
it will mess with you a little bit. Versus like if you're always putting out stuff and no one ever really sees it, you're probably not gonna second guess it too much either. You know what I mean? Like, oh, whatever, I'll just put this out. No one's gonna see it. You know?
Yeah.
Which is not the way to feel, I think, because I don't know. I put out stuff all the time where I'm like, well, everybody on the planet could see this or nobody could see it. And I don't know if that stops me. It probably stops me a little bit. It's like that song I've been sitting on for like 2.5 years or whatever.
Which one? You honestly have enough for another EP.
Yeah, there's.
Oh, yeah. This podcast is sponsored by WN.
I mean, kind of, in a way. Yeah, I paid for all the equipment. And
yeah,
I've
essentially
been,
it is sponsored by WM.
I thought you were about
and
to...
his latest EP.
I thought you were going to say something ridiculous. And then I was like, no, that's kind of accurate, though. I mean, hey, I hope the sound is wonderful to you guys currently.
It is only improved since the first
one. We have... microphones. Well, you know what's funny? I remember originally, which is cool.
That was a water bottle. That wasn't me farting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's these water bottles that I like to have around. They sometimes you'll start to hear a hiss because they still have like some suction on them or whatever. And you're like, what's hissing? And then you have to go to the bottle and be like. But the if it's. You have an idea and you don't always have the means, right? And you kind of have to build up stuff over time, like me with these microphones and my interface and my soundproofing in my room to try to make it sound better, stuff like that. Where you see people doing something and you try to like emulate it, right? At first. And I remember like the first podcast, not even just this one, but the first like podcasty thing where we were talking or whatever. Is like I set up microphones on the table that weren't plugged into anything. They just looked like they were plugged into stuff to like.
And we were just using the microphone from a camera.
Yeah.
That was.
Hey, look, keeping up appearances.
Started from the bottom and now we're here.
Yeah. I have some lyrics about that. but yeah, to the point now where I'm like. Oh, how many microphones you want? Oh, I can have those all hooked up. We can do something with the sound later.
You want your own splitter? Oh, fine. Like soundproofing? Oh, no, I got you.
Yeah, it's all the stuff that I've learned is very self-taught. Whereas like Mitch and stuff, like he went to school for like sound engineering and stuff like that, and he's like, he'll see me do something and he'll be like, "Where'd you learn that?" I'm like, "I just had to figure it out."
I went to school.
Yeah. He told me once. He
I
was
went
like,
to debt.
he told me once. He was like, I wish I could give you my knowledge from school, like you know, just this like he could pass it over, kind of like I don't know what was Paul? You remember the movie Paul, the alien with Seth Rogen?
Oh yeah.
Remember how he just would grab his head and pass all of his like the knowledge from like his Earth and generation?
I just mainly
like
remembered the part where Nick Frost passed out, and he's like, "What'd you do to him?" He's like, "I didn't do anything. He fainted." What do you think? I have a laser gun set on faint. You have a laser gun? No. Are you going to probe me? What? Why would I probe you? What am I? What can I learn from an ass?
Why does everyone think that? Yeah.
What do you think? I'm harvesting farts.
Yeah. That. Hey, that movie's kind of slept on, honestly.
Honestly, out of the Simon Pegg, Nick Frost movie, that is. The lowest one that people remember.
Oh, that people remember. Because there's some that didn't even hit the radar.
Yeah, there's some that just completely just...
Yeah. which I'm sure are fantastic. I'm sure you could probably put me onto a couple of those. I'm sure you probably got it on VHS.
I wouldn't say VHS, but I'm pretty sure I have some acquired through legal means.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say. You remember the. Is there still bargain bin DVD things?
Oh yeah. Oh,
okay. But before that, even there was. I remember at this grocery store, there was dollar DVDs that were just in little sleeves, and I actually got House on Haunted Hill in a little sleeve.
Now, which version? The old one.
The good one. Okay, but the one they were willing to sell for a dollar.
Yeah. Hey, Vincent Price, treasure.
I agree. I guess the main idea here, and I'm going to put this out, you know, and it's going to be me putting out something that I haven't in a while, you know, and I feel like hopefully this helps me in us doing this podcast, but then mm-hmm. also maybe helps other people to like just keep creating. And if you're working on stuff, I know this is something I deal with. If you're at least working on it, I have a problem with not feeling productive enough. I have a lot of songs that have never gone anywhere. And maybe I just show a couple of friends and they're like, wow, you've been busy, you've been working. And I'm like, well, I never posted them or did anything with them. So I feel like I have technically done nothing because, you know, you have nothing to show for it, quote unquote. But, yeah. I don't think that's the right mindset to have. If you're still working on something, you are being productive. And I find myself battling the idea of like, I haven't done enough.
Yeah.
An awful lot. I don't know if you deal with the same thing or not.
Oh, no, yes, I do. Because
you do like, your art and stuff.
Like the art, that's mainly for me.
Yeah.
But
you still put it out there.
Yeah, I still put it out there. But as far as my writing, so with us trying to start the FNBN, For Nerds by Nerds thing, first trying to figure out where we want to go with it, what we want to do. First it was we wanted to do films and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we found out that how difficult that was. So now we're trying to convert everything to audio form. So it's just making audio drama stories, which it's just finding out how difficult, like having a goal to do something, having an idea, a drive and stuff like that, and then finding how difficult it is and then coming after roadblock when you're just trying to do something that's in your head, that's in your heart, you can almost kind of defeat yourself.
Yeah.
Because you're just like, it's just too much work. What if I put in all this time, all this effort, make it, and it becomes a laughing, like a joke, or something terrible, or something no one even really cares about.
Mm. I don't know that. What was that one? What was that one guy that made The Room?
Yeah.
I mean, didn't that kind of like help him? Even though like it was admittedly made fun of originally. I mean, it still is, I'm sure. Like I only watched that movie that was like the making of, or it was like a
the movie about the movie.
Yes, I watched that one.
But I think it actually he expected it to be good and then kind of heartbroken when it wasn't, but then learned to accept it for what it is, because it became an occult classic.
Yeah.
Acceptance is key. Yeah. It may not have been the way that you wanted it to be remembered, but it's still remembered.
Having something you did remembered. I know that a lot of YouTube creators, they would probably prefer like the thing that they are remembered for be something else, maybe something a bit more creative or heartfelt. But it's like I was watching, because I like influencer boxing and stuff, like, you know, I like fighting and boxing in general.
Oh, yeah.
But Boogie 288 is in a boxing match soon. And a few of the things that he's remembered for is that Francis character, or the character like, or him like, back falling into like a pool or whatever. And the guy I was watching was telling him about how like this guy really entertained him, but just like a lot of other YouTubers, he probably wishes that you know, the success that came from it, maybe possibly he was remembered for something else.
Yeah, like that was a stepping stone that, yeah. that he found more acclaim with what his actual
that fake character or whatever, you know what yeah. I mean? The if I ever want to make like a joke song or something, I sometimes worry that I'll make a joke song and then
be remembered for that joke
they'll
song.
They'll think that, oh, this is what he does because it's the first thing that people have like really seen or whatever.
He's just a comedy musician, like Ninja Sex Party.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, hey, I mean, that's fine. Like Lonely Island and I mean, even a lot of Jack Black, Tenacious D, stuff like that. That's all super sick. I love that.
Oh, yeah.
Being a comedy musician isn't bad. It's just if you make a joke song, I guess, or like that fake character or whatever, it's all about what are you being remembered for, I suppose, and that could be an additional worry. There's all kinds of things that could be swirling in your head that could keep you from posting content. Like, will I be remembered for this? Will anybody see it? Will they notice those things that I was looking at and I hear or see all of the flaws? Will that bother them to the point where they're like, well, this is trash or whatever, you know?
And also another thing, this actually is a really big thing considering how your stuff has a tendency of hanging around for years and years after, political correctness.
Because
you can say something that's politically correct now, and as times change, that becomes less correct or that becomes downright terrible. And not even knowing it, not even taking it as bad, you are now put into a bad light because of
something
the
you said the
focus
a long time
and prerogative
ago,
has shifted.
And I've always tried to be as good as I possibly can, but in doing so in trying to be as cognizant of that as possible, you then also worry, you almost worry yourself to another level about like stuff that you can't remember. So even with this podcast, I know you always said that I was like,
you are the nice one. I'm the troubled child.
But I
am the one that says the bad things.
Yeah, I still worry though that I'm like, I don't remember that 4-hour conversation 8 hours ago or 8 years ago that we had. Did I say something that I shouldn't have? And that'll be the type of thing that keeps me up at night.
Don't worry, I'll be the one that says that things that shouldn't be said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fuck.
Wyatt, cut that out. Maybe I'll just
cut that out. No, wait, leave that in. Leave it in. Cut it out and then put it back in. There we go.
Maybe I'll censor it. Who knows what I'll do with it? Oh, you know what? A fun little censor could be cool.
No, and, like a little beep.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know if it's that. Maybe I'll.
No, change it. Like do like what the like basic TV would do whenever a movie
just
would have a cuss word, and just replace it with. Like fudge.
Oh yeah. Did you ever see the Mythbusters episode where they were testing to see whether or not using the cuss words would actually decrease the pain?
No, I didn't.
It's a good episode. So what they did was
getting hurt. I already love it.
So to make it easier for the censors, they made like this little mask with like little drawings over it to go over their mouth so you couldn't see what they were saying. And they would do things that would induce some type of pain or whatever, maybe hand in the ice water or whatever. And they would use curse words on one test, right, to see whether or not – I don't remember all the things they did to inflict some type of pain, but they used curse words versus words that were just like blueberry, fudge, like that type of stuff.
Funnel cake.
Exactly, to see whether or not it made a difference.
Lord Farquaad.
Yeah, exactly. And would that make you – would that help as much as the actual cuss words? But if I remember correctly – which
does cursing actually help?
I think it does.
Good.
I can't.
Good. I've been on the right track.
Yeah, he's said my whole life. What'd you see? A cat?
No, I saw your plant.
Oh well, that one was just like an Easter thing or whatever. It was one of those Easter lilies. Yes. Look, man, the plants that I need to stay alive are still alive, right? And the parts of a, like, look, houseplant still with us. the pineapple that I still need another year to grow before I can pull it out and have a pineapple, which I'm super excited for. Which is so funny because originally I wanted nothing to do with the plants. Content wise, to bring it back, I posted a TikTok a long time ago where this guy, I like stitched this guy where he was like talking sweet nothings to his plants or whatever. And I stitched it with, I didn't even want you. Your mother wanted me to have you. And since then, I'm in a different place, right? So I thought about stitching my old video, talking to them now.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Look,
I wasn't ready to be a plant dad at that time. And just, I'm in a different place now. And I just want you to know that, you know, part of my routine and using the water, you know, I take my vitamins in the morning and get ready and I put water on you guys. And yeah, I thought that would be funny. But guess what? I haven't done that yet.
It's one of those contents things that's still on the docket.
Yeah.
Because there's also another thing we had to reference. We're just pouncing back after just getting off on a plant tangent.
Oh no, it's still content creation.
Yeah, it's views. Mm. If you want to reference something from an older thing and it was like barely any views, are people going to get that reference again?
Oh yeah. I guess in having this conversation, it's also trying to bounce ideas off and think about like things that could possibly ease or quell those voices in your head that are stopping you from posting something or making you delete something that you posted. And maybe the idea that people that want to see it, that are invested or whatever, are going to watch. I see all the time with content, I try to have as an open mind about other people's content as possible too. If it's doing well, if I look at it and your initial thought may be something like, well, I'm doing something just as good, if not, you know, better than what they're doing. Why is, you know, what I'm doing not excelling in the same way? And, I've stopped that voice because even if that's the initial thought, you can't stop your initial thought.
Yeah.
I will then go, hey, remember, they're just trying to do what you're doing. They're succeeding.
You're stopping it from taking root.
Yeah. I try to have the positive-sided thoughts at this point in my life where it's like, hey, be happy for them. They're doing well. You know, see what they're doing. Possibly, you know, just make yourself better, that type of thing, as opposed to some people that may just get upset and see that, oh, well, why are they doing such and such and they're while I'm sitting here? It's like, well, you know, instead of, you know, seeing their videos and being like, man, why are their videos always popping, whatever, blah, 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 just take it as another type of motivation. You know, you're either going to keep moving forward or you're going to move backward, I guess. And as many of those thoughts that pop up, possibly, hopefully, you can take something away, you know, maybe even from this podcast where it's like, well, you know, I remember that he said this and it's something that he deals with and he's trying. Oh, I think anybody that puts content out, I think I saw Post Malone say this about music, is brave because you're putting yourself out there in front of people to be judged.
And there's obviously going to be a lot of people that would do, like, just don't want to even try and just want to tear people down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's honestly,
if you notice, there's a lot of people that will see other people's stuff and then just always have something to say, something to comment. And you'll notice a lot of times if you go to their thing, they either have a fake account or they don't have any content of themselves posted. And don't feel bad. They're probably just taking out
their frustrations on
you. Yeah, they're trying to dismiss what you're doing for what the lack of what they're doing.
Yeah, because like with internet comes anonymity, which means that they can say whatever they want.
Yeah,
that's why like what's that quote? A man wears two faces: one whom everyone sees and admires, the other one whom he keeps private and shows no one.
Mm-hmm.
If you given the option of being able to say what you want without any repercussion because no one knows it's you, people are going to go out of their way and be, like, not all the time, but more than likely be hurtful.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, speaking from experience, because that kind of defeated me, mm-hmm. that broke me and made me not want to, like, quit posting stuff because this is, I got more hate than I got people liking what I had to say,
mm.
and that kind of just made me like, yeah, I'm not posting anymore.
And I mean, you know, I feel the same way. And at some point, it's like, why am I still doing this, right? And you got to think, why am I still trying? You know, especially after a long period of time. You know, days turn into weeks, turn into months, turn into years. And before
at least a year.
Yeah, yeah. And before
at least with this.
Oh, were you talking about the podcast?
Oh, yes. At least a year with this.
Well, you know, I like I said at the beginning, you know, something that's worth being said. You know,
we need to ramp it up like at least 50% and do it twice a year.
What'd you say, bi-yearly?
Bi-yearly.
But yeah, I just really, you know, hopefully it helps someone and then kind of helps ourselves. You know, we're having the conversation to build. I just want everybody to build themselves up. You know what I mean? Don't let the bad in. Try to put as much good out as you possibly can. See the good in people and things because there just sometimes is not enough of that. And even whenever someone comes at me in the real world, right? We work retail. Someone comes at me and they are just angry or whatever. I do my best to think, why are they acting like this? They have something else in their lives that is probably terrible, probably awful, that's making them feel like they have to take their frustrations out on others. And so instead of being angry in those moments, like, I didn't deserve that, whatever, I didn't. I think about that and, you know, I don't want to say pity, but just wish better for them.
Yeah.
I hope that whatever they're going through gets better because pretty much nobody deserves to feel anything but good and happy for the most part is what I feel. If I, the more people I can make feel better, I'm going to feel better about what I'm putting out there. It's a good yet bad thing that I have. It rides that line a little bit of people pleasing. Mm-hmm. And I've tried not to be too much of that. But if I have moments within a day or whatever where I can try to make somebody's moment better, maybe laugh, maybe make them forget something, which is another reason why I apply that to the content. If maybe some people will look at this and be like, that's bad or cringe or whatever you want to apply to it. But then maybe someone else sees it and they're like, wow, look at this person still trying to do something. Or maybe it made them laugh or just forget about whatever it is that they were doing. You know what I mean? Just to entertain them in a moment of need, maybe.
Yeah, you never know. Even if the room, even if it's people don't like it for the way that you wanted it, they're still like it.
Yeah, it's going to distract them, that's for sure.
Yeah. I didn't hit her. I did not.
Mark.
Oh, hi, Mark.
But that's just something that I wanted to talk about. Hopefully it helps somebody. Maybe words of encouragement or what have you. Put that content out that you've been sitting on. Just go ahead and do it. Somebody's going to love it. And just focus on the good.
And don't let people break you down. Yeah. Do not be me.
Look, man, you're still creating though. You're still, I see you working. You've been writing your books, doing your stuff like that. So that's one of the things I just literally talked about is just because you didn't post something doesn't mean that you're not being productive. So yeah. Hopefully I helped you and I helped someone else. That's the goal. we hope you enjoyed this podcast. We hope you have a wonderful day and keep creating. We love you guys. We'll talk to you later.
Woo!
Oh, sorry, Austin. Did you want to say anything else to the people?
No, I'm good. You good? No. Don't let people hurt you. And if they do, go for the jugular. I'm the problem child.
Kindness.